Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, but an apple a second, it's death then, I reckoned. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Rhymes and is factually correct, I believe. Thank you to Call Waiting for Godot. Oh, Call Waiting for Godot. Welcome back, catchphrase superstar. And welcome back to any returning listeners. And welcome to any first-time listeners and last-time listeners, I would imagine, as well. This is Comedy Bang Bang for another week. My name is Scott Aukerman. I'm the host of the show. This is the show. It used to be the show where we talked to interesting people. Then it became America's podcast, fashioned upon America's team, as we know, the Atlanta Braves. And then I thought that was too reductive, so now it is humanity's podcast, although we are expanding to the birds and beasts of the field as well. If they can find themselves near any sort of intelligent pod or stereo system or Alexa. Oh, sorry to trigger everyone's Alexas, by the way. That would be very funny if every character, or I mean guest on the show were named Alexa coming up in 2022. But we do have, speaking of coming up, we have a great show. A little bit later, we have an author. We have a pharmacist. Ooh, a pharmacist. That's, you know, in these days, we got to track that very closely, where our pharmacist is, what they are supplying. But before we get to that, we have, well, this is interesting. My producer, Devin, has listed him as a prospective buyer. Prospective buyer. Okay, I don't know. I believe Conan's podcast company just sold, if that's what you're looking for. So sorry, you may have missed out on that. But please welcome to the show, Craigslist.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Craig.
Yeah, Craig.
Zlist, yeah, is your last name? Zlist?
Zlist, yes.
Is that Zlist? Yes. Zlist, is that what you said?
Zlist.
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 What is that?
Z-L-I-S-T.
Is that where?
I think it's German.
Oh, really?
I think so. I never really asked my parents.
Why not?
Well, because we're from here.
Okay.
So I just didn't really have much more curiosity.
You had no interest in your last name.
I don't care. I don't care who the people before me were.
Oh,
really? Good or bad.
So even your parents?
Well, I know them, so
you know
I hope
them.
They
what,
stay
what about grandparents?
Good. Couldn't care less.
You'd never met them?
Honestly, I'm glad they're dead.
You're glad they're dead?
Because I don't know what they did, so I don't want to have to own any of them.
So you never met them as a young child up till now?
Well, when I was really young, but I couldn't ask any questions yet, and I didn't have any.
How did they pass away? I mean, it seems
they
like...
They passed away of old age.
Old age?
Old age.
So you must have very old parents. Do they have children late in life?
I'm hoping my parents pass of old age as well. We'll see.
Hey, that's the best way to go.
Isn't it?
As far as I'm concerned. Unless the complications that come with that bring you a lot of pain.
Yes. <that's>
because
right.
then maybe
if it's
decapitation
be
in a car crash would be preferable.
Short age. Absolutely. Young age. I hope they become deceased.
I want to be the last person ever to live on Earth. What about you?
Sounds lonely. Sounds pretty lonely.
Well, I'm not saying I would be there for like decades. I'm just saying, like, I want to be the last one. I want to win.
Can I ask you a question? Would you go nude?
Interesting.
Or would you still clothe yourself?
Ah, I mean, it's like one of those questions when you go to a hotel and you're alone, do you just like hang out nude?
It is weird.
No,
to
you
just
usually
be
put
nude.
On some underpants, right? Yeah, at least. Yeah. And a t-shirt.
Yeah, I'll start nude and then I'll put on underpants only for sure. Well, hey, this is a pretty nice place. This is a pretty cool place. I don't know what your producer told you, but I'm actually here.
Yeah, he said prospective buyer, which I don't know. Yeah. That doesn't, I have no idea what that means.
Well,
what
are you trying here? To?
No, this is it's a studio. I mean, during the backyard era, yes, I was living where I was recording.
That makes sense.
Then we moved to the studio here, and I decided to stay living there and not move in here. So
that's wise. I think that's wise.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great spot. I'm just.
Are you looking to buy this studio or what? No.
I'm responding to an ad about headphones. It's a lot of 12 headphones.
Oh.
12 pairs of headphones.
Someone's selling 12 headphones here?
That's what the ad said, yeah.
And it gave an address of where to pick them up, or?
Yes, it said negotiable.
Of where to pick them up or the price?
Well, it said both. It said both, but I figured I would start.
Where am I
going to
pick these up?
I'd start at the Locus. I'd start where the ad said to go, and then I would negotiate.
So the ad says to go. The instructions are go to this place, then negotiate.
Go to this place. There will be headphones. Seller beware. Which I wasn't sure what that meant.
Seller beware.
I don't know. Are you the seller?
I don't have headphones to sell you. I'm sorry.
Oh,
this is it's a recording studio. You are on a podcast. I don't know if you know that.
What?
A podcast. You know Obama and Springsteen?
Oh,
those
like
conversations.
The radio.
Yeah,
like the radio.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I know that. Well, that's really cool. Congratulations to me, I guess.
Yeah, Well, you are. I guess you're my A block guest. You're my leadoff guest on the show.
I don't even know what that is. That before the commercial?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So you picked that up pretty quick. Do you have some sort of?
Well, I listen to a lot of radio at home. I don't have a television.
You
by
don't.
Choice.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people think I can't
because they sell a lot of those, secondhand. Which it seems. Are you a? You seem to be a secondhand purchaser.
Is yeah, I hit all the garage sales, the estate sales, the curb sales, the backyard sales.
It'd be funny if Larry sale. David had a curb sale, wouldn't it? And he just sold memorabilia.
God, I would buy everything. You know what I would buy?
I'd buy the theme song.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Dump.
Would you play it everywhere you walked?
Well,
I would.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. It'd be mine. Yeah,
you'd be one. That would make you real depressed, I think.
I think it would.
People would just go, oh, God, here comes that theme song.
What a definite cast or pall over my life.
Yeah, that's right. Well, hey, this place is nice. If you're looking to get rid of those 12 headphones, I'll take them off your hands.
I don't think it's me. I think maybe it's Devin, but my producer, or maybe just somewhere.
You think he's selling
you know
your
what?
Stuff?
I bet it's Ryan.
Really?
He's trying to sell all the studio stuff before he quits.
Oh, my God. What a rip. You know, that'll happen. A lot of garage sales are involuntary.
Oh, how do you mean? Involuntary garage sale.
Involuntary by the person whose stuff it is. Voluntary by the seller. Someone will steal everybody's stuff or a family member will set up another family member, sell out everything in their home. And that's when I come in and get a big old discount.
So you go to a lot of these sales.
Before we finish, whatever I do buy, can you help me carry it to my car?
No. Absolutely not.
All right. Well, that's going to lower the price.
Yeah. Especially when you say whatever I do buy.
Whatever I buy.
Because it could be, you could be buying the toilets. I'm not going to,
I could.
I have no idea. I'm not selling anything.
You're not selling the toilets? Why would you put the toilet up on the dais like that? Why would you put it up to be purchased?
Some people like to shit in a place of prominence, so.
Right.
Look, I'm not selling anything, but since I have you here, can I talk to you about your methods?
Of course, yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a nice pen, actually.
Yeah, I don't think we're selling the pen. I mean, that pen has been here for 8 years. I literally think that pen has been here a really long
Probably
time.
A lot of people use this pen. A lot of celebrities. This feels like a popular
radio
show.
I mean, look at this table. There's a lot of signatures of celebrities. They were all made with that pen. So
it's a pretty sturdy table, too, actually.
We're not selling the table.
Why? Why?
Why
do
you
like
want
making
it?
Money?
Do you like spending money? How much?
If it's a deal.
Are you independently wealthy? How are you able to
Absolutely
just buy anything
not.
You look at?
Well, because I'm creative. I go to these sales. Half the thing is these people already put it out on the lawn.
Right. It's already gone in their mind.
It's
they don't
gone.
Want it.
You lowball them. 25 cents. I'll give you a quarter for this pen.
No, I mean, that might be a good deal, actually.
That's
no
what
I'm
saying. Honestly, I'm shaking it around. It feels pretty empty.
Yeah, all right. I'll take a quarter
for
the pen.
10 cents.
No, you said a quarter. I'll take a quarter.
We live in a different world than we did.
Put it down.
Shoot. All right. It's your stuff. Okay.
Yeah, it's my stuff.
All right. A quarter for the table.
No, look at all the celebrities' names on here.
Yeah, but they're not here.
I mean, not so much for this show, but since my lead guest is a
CBB on here. A lot
Craigslist.
Oh, you want me to put a name on the table?
No, please don't sign the table.
Why? Is the value
I'm worried you're going to...
If the value goes down, I'm signing the table.
I'm worried you're going to John Hancock this and just sign the entire huge table.
You know, as soon as I sign on, I found a dotted line here. As soon as I sign on it, I own the table.
No, that's not how it works. Well, I know possession is 9/10 of the law.
Do you know they just changed that?
How much is it
now? 10/10.
10/10?
Possession is the whole law.
Really?
Yes.
I notice you have your hands on it like you're holding it, like it's your... No, you're... Mm-hmm. No. My hands are on it too.
This is hands on a hard body. I'm not leaving until I win this table. Hands on a hard table.
Oh, my God. Give us some tips. Give us some tips about, like, say I were to go down to a garage sale and you gave us one tip about always lowball, but that seems pretty.
Right.
Is there a certain time you should arrive? Or
the other tip is you don't have to just offer money. Really? A lot of people are open to bartering.
Bartering?
Yes.
What do you have that you're bartering with?
Well, for me.
Other stuff you bought?
For me, it's beef. I got out of the dollar.
What? Beef? What
beef.
Do you mean? Beef.
I purchase with beef.
Are you a butcher?
No.
By trade?
The butcher is my bank, actually. I took all my cash, turned it into beef, and now...
Current beef?
Yes,
current beef. Or future beef?
Well, beef, I'm a little bit in beef futures, yeah.
Because I'm going to say, a lot of current beef is going to go bad within, you know, a week.
Not at my bank. I keep my money, beef, at the butcher. In their big freezer.
In the freezer.
I'll give you...
Wait, what's going to happen to you if, like, Rocky goes in that freezer and starts beating up all of your money?
Well,
you know, I mean...
it could be worth more if it's actually Rocky. If it's just some scrub, it's probably going to be bad for my money, a.k.a. beef.
Well, this doesn't sound like a solid business plan, but I bet your butcher was very happy when you...
The butcher's thrilled, because it's like a bank. He can lend out that beef. He can charge interest on that beef.
Really? But can you run a call on the beef and just say, I want all my beef? And then suddenly he's, you know, has to go...
He's
to,
beefless.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can.
What got you into beef?
Fascination.
With beef.
With beef. And beef. Okay. The dollar goes up and down.
Yeah.
Beef lives forever.
No, it doesn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm very sure. It goes bad.
Well,
like
no, cows don't live forever, but beef.
I guess one could freeze the beef. I mean, the longer you freeze beef, the worse it tastes when you actually unfreeze it.
Okay, so you're not going to sell me the table for beef. That was tip number two.
Well, you were offering beef because you offered me a quarter first.
Okay.
Were you talking about a quarter of a cow?
I'll offer
because that's a better deal.
No, I offered two ribs. Beef ribs.
Two beef ribs.
For this table.
Are they prepared already?
No.
They're just raw?
Yeah. Well, they're not raw. They're frozen.
I prepare them?
They're frozen. Yeah. You get to prepare them.
That's so nice of you.
You're welcome. What if I prepare them wrong?
More supermarkets should advertise that way. It's like, no, this is you get to prepare all this food.
I tell supermarkets that all the time. Tell them it's pre-food.
All the time. Do they welcome you in there?
Well,
or
I need
you,
money. I need money. My job doesn't work.
And where do you work?
Craigslist.
You work at Craigslist, and your name is Craigslist?
No, that's my grift. I buy and sell from people off Craigslist. And
so you don't have a job?
I'm an independent retailer.
Meaning you're selling things? And
I buy stuff at a... I guess I must not be explaining this right. I buy things at a discount, and then sometime I'm going to sell them a little. Just a little.
What is wrong with you?
Okay, I don't have a job. What are you, my dad?
I'm not your dad, but I sometimes wish I were so I could discipline you, young man.
Jeez!
This isn't a proper business plan.
Okay, all right. Well, what should I do?
Well, what are your skills?
Well, I can freeze beef. I can lowball.
Wait, the butcher is making you freeze the beef?
Of course. I have to clean the freezer if I can keep it there.
You put all of your money into this guy, and he's making you clean the
money.
Freezer?
I have beef.
What can you do? Like, what do you like to do? Some say, you know, if you do what you enjoy, and you'll work every day.
You'll never work a day in your life.
Is that okay? Is that what it is?
What I enjoy is, I go on the internet and I scour it.
Meaning like every website you try to hit?
Well, every Craigslist website. I scour one website. I scour everything on one website, and
just
I see
Craigslist.
What the deals are. Craigslist.
Your name is your name actually Craigslist? Okay, yeah. No. It seemed fishy.
Okay.
What's your actual...
Fishy.
Fishy?
Fishy is my name. It's my nickname.
But what's your Christian name?
I'm not Christian.
I mean, what's your given name?
Peter Fishy Malarkey.
Peter Malarkey.
Yes.
And why do people call you Fishy? Because your last name is Malarkey?
Yes, exactly.
Or because you like fish?
Well,
for a guy who loves beef, to have a nickname of Fishy is...
I wouldn't eat beef. Red meat? Ugh, I eat fish.
I only eat... Why?
Beef is... Okay, have you ever heard of Bitcoin?
Yes, unfortunately.
Okay,
yes.
So Beefcoin is like
beef Bitcoin.
Yes.
No.
The butcher chops them up into little coins, and then they
little
become
little coins
tender.
You would eat. I mean, okay, I guess.
You ever had beef medallions?
Beef medallions and then mini sliders.
There you go, mini sliders.
Wait, sliders are mini on their own, right? You don't have to say mini sliders,
yeah, mini slider
right?
Would be like a Ritz cracker sandwich size thing.
That actually is making me sound, it's making me very
it's making
hungry.
Me salivate.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Putting a little tiny beef medallion in between two Ritz crackers.
That sounds pretty
oh,
good.
Oh, man.
I'll sell you two of those.
Sell me two of those.
Or I'll give you two of those for, I like this lamp.
Yeah,
it's a pretty good lamp. Well, yeah. It's pretty dirty and old, but I like it.
You like it? What do you like about it? I mean, it's dirty and old.
It's got character.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't
it's
even know what it's doing in here.
You want to sell it?
I don't think it's mine, but yeah, I'll sell it. Sure.
All right.
I guess anytime I'm in the room, anything that's in the room is sort of mine in a way,
well,
right?
This is your castle, isn't it? I mean, you built this place.
I mean, if I'm doing a show, I own everything in the room.
Yes, that's how I view it.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm giving you two little beef Ritz sandwich cookie cracker things.
For that lamp?
For this lamp. And, but I'm getting screwed here. What if you throw in one of the toilets?
There's only one, and I sincerely believe it is not working correctly.
Well, then
because
you don't
there's
need
a,
it.
There's a sign next to it saying "Do not flush toilet paper," which is like you should
yeah,
be
I'll
able.
Tell you what, even I'm not taking that deal. What is a toilet good for if it doesn't accept shit?
Yeah, right? Exactly. It's like, hey, don't put any shit in this. Don't put yeah. any toilet paper.
Right? Can I
urine
pee in here?
Is not a good idea either.
Right? Is the urine too thick to flush? Jeez.
Do you have thick urine?
How did I give it away every time?
Yeah, I could tell just from the look time. On your face when yeah. you and when you said it, you kind of right. shifted your eyes around like, I hope
well,
he doesn't
thick makes it seem a little bit childish. The doctors call it viscous urine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like the viscosity of
stained glass?
Stained glass?
Yeah.
Before it hardens?
No, technically stained glass is always in motion.
What?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I don't know.
You ever look at a stained,
I don't even know what it means.
I don't know how to explain it any better. Stained glass is always in motion.
I when I used to go to church, there were stained glass windows and they just sat there.
Because you're only going for 10, 15 minutes at a time. You look at those things no, over was, the course of their lifetime.
It's like an hour and a half.
No, the bottom of the stained glass gets chubby. The whole thing is the viscosity gets
okay,
down.
Okay, so
bottom
you're not good at science.
Jesus Christ.
What are you good at, young man?
I'm a purchaser.
Okay, so you're interested in business, in a way,
yeah.
but you're not good at it.
Jeez.
Where do you live?
Where do you live? You don't live here?
Let's swap addresses. What
I would saying? Love it. I would love to swap houses with you. Is that what you're saying?
No, just addresses.
Okay, good choice. Good save. Good save. You're about to be living in a dumpster, different than one every night.
Really? Yeah. Oh, no. Craigslist.
Yeah. Oh, it's
or
by
Malarkey.
Choice. It's by choice.
What was your first name again in the other, in your real name?
Craig?
It was Craig. Okay.
Oh, my real name?
Yeah.
My Christian name?
Yeah.
I'm not Christian.
Okay.
Oh, so, Peter.
Peter. Peter Malarkey. Peter Malarkey. Peter Fishy Malarkey. Yeah. I'll just call you Fishy from here on in. Because it sounds
you.
Stupid to say Craigslist.
Right. And we're friends now. All right.
So a dumpster every night?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, until
sad
I find
story.
A place. I'm just between places.
Do you have the money to find a place?
Well, I have the beef.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of landlords are accepting beef these days.
You're telling me. It's a rip. It's
yeah.
a ripoff.
I know.
Because it's, yeah, it's just crazy.
What if you sold all your beef for money?
For money?
Yeah, for cash.
Like the dollar?
Yeah, the dollar or, you know.
How much would you give me for all my beef?
How much beef do you have?
God, probably like $1 million worth.
You bought $1 million worth of beef?
Well, I bought $900,000 worth of beef. It's appreciated.
It's appreciated. What's your interest rate on the beef?
My interest rate on the beef is one bone per month.
Just a bone.
Just a bone. A rib bone a month.
A rib bone a month.
Yeah.
Okay, so 12 of those, you know, that's a 12-pack right there.
Exactly. That's a full rack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have a million worth of beef?
Yeah. What do you think?
How much do you want to sell it for?
I'd love to sell it for $1 million, too.
No. Absolutely not.
Well, okay.
You have 900,000 worth of beef. I don't think that it's appreciated.
All right. Well, then give me $900,001.
No, you're not going to make money on this.
You're not going to give me any profit?
Lowball you. This is your first tip.
Jeez. I should have done it in reverse.
I'll tell you what. Where is all the beef located? This is an important thing.
McCall's,
and that's
McCall's Butcher up on Hillhurst.
Oh, up on Hillhurst, really? Yeah. That's close.
They have a big back area.
Oh, really?
You wouldn't.
I wondered because they have a giant back. I was like, what is that warehouse doing in the back of there? Why don't they turn it into something?
Well, it's a bank.
It's just holding your beef.
Bank, yeah. Beef bank.
Okay, and it's quality beef. It's USDA choice or prime?
Of course, prime or better.
Prime or even better than prime.
Yeah.
I don't think it can be better than prime, can it?
You haven't had
like Optimus
beef.
Prime? Like, that's the best Optimus.
This is Optimus Prime beef. This is Optimus Prime beef.
I'll give you $250 for it because I have a big barbecue coming up.
For $900,000 worth of beef?
Yeah.
Deal.
Deal.
No deal. No deal. Never mind. No. No.
You can't say deal and then say no deal.
Have you ever seen Deal or No Deal? It's exactly what they do. We have to call the banker.
Okay, let's get him on the phone. All right. The guy who runs McCall's or what?
Yeah, the butcher.
All right, let's get him on the phone here. Right. Can we dial the phone? Hello.
Hey, hello, McCall's. What are you for?
Hey, how are you? Do you mind if I broadcast your voice on... it's not the radio. It's a podcast, if that makes you feel...
Jerry, you're on the radio.
Whoa, Fishy.
Hey. What's happening?
I'm here with Fishy. My name is Scott Aukerman of Comedy Bang Bang. I don't know if you've heard of the show.
I heard of it. You looking to invest?
No. I'm looking to take some beef off of Fishy's hands.
Okay. Well, I got to get a little taste.
I
gotta get a little taste.
A little taste. How much do you want? How much of the beef do you want? Is this what a banker usually does?
Yeah, he's gotta take a taste.
He wets his beak?
Yeah.
My beak a little bit,
Can I tell you, he's already got a wet beak every day. His beak is soaking wet.
Really? Okay.
A rib per pound, and the juice is running.
A rib per pound and the juice is running.
The juices are running clear.
Can I ask you how many pounds is in there? Because he says he has $900,000 worth of beef.
He's got 900,000 pounds of beef in here.
900,000 pounds or $900,000?
A dollar worth a pound!
I'm ruined! I'm ruined! I can't afford this warehouse in the back! No deal.
What happened? I think I missed something. Suddenly you're saying I'm ruined?
We're all ruined. Let me just buy the toilet.
I'm buying all the beef for $250.
Sold.
No.
No. So not the no deal. Hey, I want another toilet.
You can't do this.
I want another toilet.
You want the toilet? Okay, both of you have a problem.
Okay, $250, and we split the toilet, and you got a deal.
And we need this fast. The juice is running.
Okay, yeah, you can take the toilet. I get the beef. $250. Deal.
And you have to make another deal with me later.
Of what type?
Like a Rumpelstiltskin type.
Okay, I'll take it. All right, good. If it's a Rumpelstiltskin type, I'm in.
Good. Okay.
I don't have a firstborn.
Hey, I'm feeling pretty good about this now, actually.
Okay. All right. How's it going down there?
It's been going a lot better. I'm going to have to go over and talk to Jenny's over at Jenny's Ice Cream now. I've got to explain some things.
Her name is Jenny's?
Her name is Jenny's over at Jenny's Ice Cream.
Over at Jenny's?
Yeah.
Jenny's? How do you spell that? Like mayonnaise?
Like jeans. And then the A's, like mayonnaise.
What? Jeans A's?
Yeah.
Jeans A's.
But it's pronounced
Jenny's.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you got to talk to her about what?
She's an investor in McCall's, and I feel like I've taken a real plunge here with this deal, and now she's going to want her money out of this business, so I got to figure out how I'm going to make that all work.
Okay, yeah. How much do you owe her?
I owe her a couple ribs and.
Not my ribs. You got a.
Yours and not yours, but I got.
You have one rib per. What was it? Per pound?
One rib per pound. And I would say.
Ribs what, are a pound, aren't they?
Yeah, there's one rib per pound or 1 pound per rib.
Okay. But also, there's a fistful of sliders involved here, and I'm going to have to figure that out how I'm going to get that back to her.
Okay. Well, this is none of this is my problem. When can I pick up the beef?
When can we pick up the beef?
Hey. When can we pick up the toilet?
Go pick it up right now. I don't give a shit. It doesn't even want the shit
stuck in here
that I don't want to give.
It's really locked down in here.
I'll come by. I'll come by with the truck.
You're going to deliver it?
I'm going to deliver it. I'll come by with the truck. We'll pick up the toilet. We'll head over to Jenny's, and we'll celebrate at Little Dom's.
Okay. Wait, we're all celebrating at Little Dom's?
You're in.
That's right.
Sounds great.
We're new buddies. This is
so
awesome.
Wait, I get all of this beef.
You get all the beef.
I give you $250.
Yes.
I have to do a deal with you a little later. Rumpelstiltskin. I have to be named Rumpelstiltskin?
Yet to be named Rumpelstiltskin.
Oh, okay. Yet to be named Rumpelstiltskin.
We get the toilet.
You get the toilet, and I get to party with you guys down
at Little Dom's.
At Little Dom's.
That's right.
This is a good deal for me.
You haven't met Little Dom.
Oh, wait, is this not the Little Dom's, the restaurant over there on Hillhurst?
Little Dom's house.
And who's Dom?
DeLuise.
Dom DeLuise's house?
Shh, shh, shh. Dom DeLuise, Little Dom.
The guy who would be slapped all the time in the Cannonball Run?
Yes. Oh, and he wants to tell that story all the time, so you're going to have to listen.
He's still alive?
But I got bad news for you.
What?
Guess who's doing the slapping now?
Who?
Little Dom.
Little Dom.
Dom DeLuise is slapping everyone. He faked his own death because he was tired of being slapped by Burt Reynolds until Burt Reynolds passed away, and now he's doing the slapping.
It's one of the greatest grifts of all time.
Oh my God. I'm even more excited by this now.
So if you want to come party, now you know what it means.
So, yeah. But wait, I have to be slapped by Dom DeLuise?
If you want a party.
I want a party. Yes. Yeah, I mean, at least just for the stories. Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what time are we doing this?
10:30 a.m.
It's 2:30 p.m. right now.
Oh, we're not doing it today.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. When are you talking about?
You have to give Dom a little time to prepare.
Okay.
He likes to put out a platter, and he loves to host.
Yeah.
He's a big host guy.
Is he oiling up his hands or something for the slapping as well?
He wants him to slide right off your face.
So when are we talking? Tomorrow, 10:30 tomorrow?
Tomorrow, 10:30 a.m.
10:30 a.m.?
Yep.
Okay.
We'll bring the toilet.
You're going to bring the toilet?
Well, we're going to come get the toilet and, of course, bring it, because once that thing's by our side, it's not going anywhere.
Oh, really? Okay. Does Dom not have an actual toilet at his place?
Not a working one.
No. Not a working one.
Oh, okay. So this is a good deal for the party as well.
It's one of those three-way trades, like in the NBA. It's perfect.
Yeah.
You an NBA fan?
Of course.
Fishy?
Of course.
Who's your team?
Well, it was the Bulls. Then I found out they're not very good this year.
What an allegiance.
Yeah.
How'd you find this out, by the way?
Well, I saw that they were out in the playoffs. I turned on the playoffs and said, where's my Bulls? And they were gone.
He was out.
Seems like you could have been paying attention to them beforehand if you were
shopping.
A true fan.
I was shopping
all year.
You
were shopping, yeah. Well, we're good friends now. What was your name, by the way?
Mick Hall.
Mick Hall.
Yep.
Okay. That's like Mick Hucknall without the nuck.
Yeah, exactly.
The lead singer of Simply Red.
You're preaching to the choir, buddy. You don't have to tell
me. I hate to do that.
Yeah.
They would do that at my church all the time with the stained
glass.
Wrong direction. Yeah, it's like, hey, turn around, talk to us.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, we're good friends.
They should be flipping those stained glasses every year.
Every year?
Yeah.
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 Except then the picture would be upside down. It would look like something else, you know?
Yeah, a good stained glass person makes the picture two ways, like a jack
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're good at stained glass, that might be something you could get into.
I just know about stained glass. I can't do it.
Did you watch a documentary on it or something?
I can't stain it.
It
just ends up as glass. The
when's the staining part of it come into the process?
For me, it's every time I eat a sandwich.
Okay. All right. Nice to talk to you guys. Mick, I'll see you at 10:30.
All right, buddy. 10:30?
And then we're partying what, all night or
10:30 a.m. tomorrow. We're partying till around noon. And then
until noon.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. All right.
Well, how long do you want to get slapped?
Yeah. Trust me, not as long as you think you do.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. All right. This is a good. All right. We're hanging up on you, Mick. Love you. Bye.
Love you.
All right. Craig, can you stick around? We have some other guests we got to get to.
Of course.
Always nice to make a new friend. We're going to be right back. We have an author and we have a pharmacist. This is an exciting show. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said, tough luck, and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi-connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame, and they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't. Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here. A next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang. To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Craigslist, a.k.a. Fishy. What was your first name again?
Peter.
Peter Malarkey.
Peter.
A.k.a. Fishy.
By Craig, but my name is Fishy. My real name is Peter.
Yeah, okay. So what do you prefer to be called?
Fishy.
Okay, but you go by Craig.
I go by Craig.
Okay, well, it's great to have you, Fishy. And we have to get to our next guest. Is that okay? So what happens on the show is I have a few guests on, and we're going to bring another person on and talk to them a lot like the way that I talk to you.
Oh, okay. All right. And this just goes out over the airwaves.
I mean, not airwaves necessarily. I think people have to download or at least stream it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, okay. Bytes. Ones, okay. Zeros, all
yeah,
that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Okay, yeah, great.
Oh, okay,
great.
All right, well, let's get to it. She's an author. Please welcome to the show Ethel B. Dumfrey. Hello, Ethel.
Hi, thanks for having me. Excited to be
pleasure.
Here.
Do I hear a little lilt in your voice, a southern twang?
I don't know, do you?
Here,
I can't
put that out your face when you're talking to me.
Oh,
I know the impulse is to turn your head and talk
it
to me,
is.
But then we're not hearing your voice. There we go.
There
Hello.
You go.
So where are you from? You're from the
I'm
South
from
somewhere?
The South. I'm from Bama.
Alabama.
Yeah, well, not all of it, just the Bama part.
This is the kind of joke that we like on the show. Wonderful, wonderful. Which part are you from?
It's a small town. It's called Fort Town.
Fort Town.
Yeah.
Interesting. Are there a lot of forts there, or a lot of battles were fought?
There
fort
were
there?
A lot of. Oh.
That's the other type of joke we like on the show.
You do comedy.
Oh, thank you. Maybe I will try it at one point. Until then, I'm stuck doing this.
Oh,
So it's wonderful to meet you. You're an author.
I am self-published. I wrote a book called Dog E Dog.
Dog E Dog.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting. We had a self-published author on the show last week as well. Yeah.
Okay. So, well, competition.
Well, I don't view art as competitive necessarily, unless you're going for that Emmy. You know, I have two of them. So in that respect, I did kind of view art as a competition. And I was glad that I won. The other years that I didn't win, I didn't view it as a competition necessarily. But I don't think another author is a competition for you as much as it's just a wonderful world where anyone can buy any kind of book that they like.
Yeah, and I think everyone should buy my book because I learned a lot from this experience.
Tell us about your book. What is it?
Well, let me just start with my husband. He left me.
Oh,
okay.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. It's all right.
Was this a recent thing because of the book? Or?
7 years ago.
Oh, 7 years ago.
7 years ago, he left me, got the kids, so I watched that movie.
Got the kids? How does that happen? Usually,
you know, you'd think the woman would get it,
yeah.
But I guess, you know, who knows what Fort Town thinks of women lately.
Oh, so it was a misogynist kind of judge, you think?
Probably.
Oh, interesting.
But you know what? It's okay, because what I did is I watched that movie with that hairy man, Mrs. Doubtfire.
I thought you were talking Harry and the Hendersons for a second, but
that very Harry Williams man, Robin Williams.
Robin Williams, yes.
Yeah.
The R.I.P. of course, mm-hmm. He's no longer with us.
Well,
but he lives on as Mrs. Doubtfire with a drive-by fruiting.
And R.I.P. my dog Rufus, because what I did was kill him, and then I got a taxidermist to put his skin on my body, and I pretended to be my family's dog so I could be near my kids.
Okay.
Just the skin?
Well, I have a cousin, Judy, and my dog was dying, so I didn't kill him. It's more like I helped him out, you know?
You euthanized your dog.
I euthanized him, but took his body.
Okay. I guess that's not illegal to euthanize your dog, especially if your dog is in pain. You say your dog was dying?
I think so.
You think so?
I mean, age is a number, and he was hitting 4, so it was kind of...
4 is young for a dog, I gotta say.
Well, I did 7 years in his body, and let me tell you, it was starting to fall apart by the end.
Okay, so wait, you have a friend Judy? Is that what you're saying?
My cousin Judy's a taxidermist.
Oh, I see. So your cousin Judy did what?
She made a dog suit for me, and I crawled inside. I'm a lady, got on all fours, and I've been living like a dog for 7 years so I could be near my kids.
Interesting. Okay. So, and they think you're a dog?
They think I'm Rufus.
They do? Mm-hmm. Okay. And they're happy to have Rufus.
Well, now they're in college, and I just kind of like being Rufus. You know what I mean? It's like a existential crisis meets the charcuterie board.
I don't know where the board comes into it, but...
Well, little pieces of life lessons. That's what happened as a dog.
Got it. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And so your dog name was Rufus.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do as Rufus that first day? Did you just show up at the house or
first thing I did was shit.
Oh, sure.
Well, my husband left me, you know, so I was mad.
Oh, wait, this is back at your house before you became Rufus?
When I became Rufus, I entered my husband's home.
Okay, yeah, let's cut to... that's weird that your husband left you and you immediately shit because you were angry. But yeah, let's jump ahead to when you crawled into the Rufus suit and then went to your husband's.
I'm in the Rufus suit and I'm in the house and the first thing I did was I
guess what I'm wondering, though, is how did you arrive as Rufus? Were you, like, on the porch? You didn't just, like, open the door. The doorknob and walk in as Rufus.
I took Rufus and he snuck out and the kids were crying a ton, making posters being like, we miss our doggy.
Sure.
And then I came back, but I was inside the Rufus
body. No, I understand
body.
All this, but okay. Craig, Fishy, can you help me out here?
She was being Rufus.
I'm Rufus.
Know, we know this. I'm wondering, that first day, did you ring the doorbell? How did the kids come upon Rufus?
Well, there's a doggy door, and I'm a petite woman.
Here we go. So, you just came in through the doggy door, and they were happy to see you.
They were happy to see me, and I crawled through that doggy door, and I gave them all some licks, which is kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, to lick someone for loving.
Yeah.
So I did that with...
Can I ask a question? Are you doing that with the dog's tongue or with your tongue?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I had an apparatus attached to the tip of my tongue, so it's a mix of my tongue and the dog's
Smart.
Tongue.
I see. So it was like a prosthetic with using the dog's, the former dog, Rufus's
tongue. I'm like Nicole
tongue.
Kidman in those movies where she adds a nose to her face.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But I added
I love
a tongue
movies.
To my mouth.
Right,
yeah.
right. Okay, so they're not tipped off to the fact that it's
They're dumb.
Oh, your kids are done? They're in college right now.
Yeah, well, community.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, I mean, you said this was 7 years ago, so that now they're in college. Are they twins or something? Or they're
Oh, no,
ages?
They're, well, you know, we did that thing where we had a lot of sex, so we had babies 9 months apart.
Oh, okay.
I was
yeah,
happy
Irish
once
twins,
with
they call
him.
It.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
So they're now all in school, and I'm still technically living with my ex-husband as Rufus.
And how, I mean, that's got to be a horrible situation. Because I can only imagine he's kind of letting his guard down when you're around and just acting like he normally would act, you know.
He is, and it's wonderful.
Oh.
You know.
You're seeing a different side to him.
I'm seeing a different side to him, and I'm seeing a different side to myself.
Really?
Yeah, there's something about not having any choices that can be fun.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so you're like now, because you supposedly don't have opposable thumbs, you're not allowed to feed yourself, you're not allowed to go outside whenever you want, you're sort of on a schedule, and you're on your ex-husband's schedule.
I'm on my ex-husband's schedule. When he wants to go out, I go for a walk. Yeah. And when he wants to stay in, I lay and look out the window. And let me tell you, it's great.
Yeah.
I know what every flower on my block smells like. I bet you don't.
No, I don't think I do. I mean, probably good.
Well, it is. It's very good. Unless it's been pissed on by a female dog, then don't smell
yeah.
it. It's
okay.
pretty terrible.
I mean, some say, like, that's a great way to live is just get rid of all of your choices. I know Michael Kors, he just wore the same outfit every single day because he didn't want to have to devote any kind of brain power to picking out clothes.
Barack
you know
Obama
what?
Did that.
Barack Obama, well, he wore that tan suit that one day.
Well, he
what
said, I want
there?
To be president, and that's it.
Okay.
He didn't have to decide other stuff.
Okay.
I'm like
I don't
Barack.
Even have to go, which job do I want? He just goes, president.
I get it. I'm very much like Barack, except I chose a dog body.
Yeah. No, so it's interesting. I mean, I can only imagine life is simpler for you, right? You're just told, I would get tired of the food.
You know, you get used to it.
Yeah.
You get used to the chewing. I'm not arguing about what we're going to watch on Netflix. He decides, you know, so there's something to like, all right, you want to watch that show Alive Again? Okay.
Alive Again. What is that one?
The Alive where they're alone and they bring weapons and they got to live out in the Canadian wilderness.
Alive.
Alive Alone.
Alive Alone. I don't know that I know this
it's
one.
It's called but. Something like that. I don't read much as a dog anymore. So.
Yeah. Well, no,
so you started
can.
Behaving like a dog in the brain.
Yeah, it is great. Let me tell you, it is so empowering, you know. You guys stop for me. When I want to smell something, y'all will stop. When I want to piss, y'all will watch. I've never had my anus looked at more.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, Hey, that's one of the benefits. Yeah, it's making a lot of sense to me. If you're into having your anus looked at, then...
I'm just saying, I've always shat in private, and now I just go and people watch it happen.
People watch it. You like the people watching.
I can take my time and squeeze and hold, and everyone's on my shit clock.
Yeah. No, I get it. I mean, that's if you like people looking at your anus and watching you shit, and not reading, it actually sounds like a pretty good life.
Sounds like being in grade school again.
Yeah, in a way.
A little bit.
A lot of people... looked at your anus and in grade school?
Only while I was shitting.
People were watching you shit?
I had to go to the doctor a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So the doctor was watching you shit, or people were watching you shit, and that made you go to the doctor?
Yeah, the head doctor. Why are you doing this so much? Yeah.
So you were making Oh, shit. We're getting a call. Hello.
Hey, this is McCall.
Hey, Mick.
Second time caller, long time listener.
Oh, really? Is you've listened to the show before?
Yeah, a couple of times.
What's your favorite?
This one. So, anyways, hey, I just want to make sure I got this right. How did the dog get to the door again?
Oh, you've been listening while we've been doing the show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I guess just wandered through
doggy
the
door.
Doggy door.
I know, I got big hips for breeding, but I was able to fit in that Rufus body and sneak through that doggy door on a slant, you know, where you just kind of twist your body a little, use angles.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
sort of squeeze a cheek through, and then when it's in the crack, you kind of shuffle.
You wiggle back. Yeah, yeah, you know the move.
Anyways, yeah.
This is a good dance song. These are lyrics for a good song. You squeeze the cheek through. When it's in the crack, then you wiggle back.
I'll be playing that in the store. Anyway, just want to say I can relate to the old people watching your shit in grade school, and also I made some bad investments with the beef. We don't have any more beef. We do have a lot of pork. Just want to let you know it'll be pork. It will not be beef when you come to pick up the beef.
How much pork?
It'll be 2 to 7 pounds.
2 to 7 pounds for $250?
Yep.
This is a bad deal now. No, there are no...
Good deal for me.
Bad deal for me and not the deal that I made.
Yeah, that's the way it goes here at McCall's. Come on down.
That's
we got
the way it goes
cutlets.
Here. That's not, a way, that's not a way you could do business and say that's the way it goes here.
That's
unless
the
you're
way,
a gangster.
That's the way me
all right, hang up
goes.
On this guy. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of a beef deal. It's turned into some sort of pork deal. This is, oh, man.
I mean, I think pork tastes good. It's the other white meat.
Yeah. But what are you eating? I mean, what's your diet?
I eat a lot of kibble. There was a time when my husband tried to switch to a cheaper brand, and I let him know that's not okay.
How do you let him know that? You pout or?
I whined a bunch. I farted a ton. Hmm. I chewed up all
what's
the things
ton
he
to you?
Loves. You know, it's a literal ton.
Oh, okay.
It's a
like
gaseous
a cubic
state.
Gaseous
yeah.
Ton. Yeah. Okay,
yeah. It's quite fun. I mean, I'm telling you, y'all, it's liberating being a dog.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the book. So what did you, I mean, you're not reading all that much anymore. How did you write the book where did you find the time? Is this while your ex-husband is sleeping?
Because I nap in the day a lot. So at night I would write the book in my doggy bed, you know. Mm. At first it was for my kids, but then I realized I don't like my kids.
Really? So you did this to be around your kids and you don't even really care
for
them.
They're pretty terrible and selfish and they do a lot of dances.
Did you learn that as a dog?
It took me to be a dog because as a parent I was like, they look like me, they act like me, I love them. And then as a dog I was like, you're annoying as shit.
Yeah, here, as I'm thumbing through the book here, it gets less person-like and more dog-like as it goes
in
on.
In what way? Does it just turn
well,
into
it starts
like,
with
rough,
being
rough?
Rough. There's one chapter that's just howl.
Yeah, just howling. Have you ever
that's
really
like
howled?
An Allen Ginsberg chapter.
Yeah. It's actually pretty enlightening.
Wow. So the book, you started it when you started being the dog and then it just...
Yeah, I think maybe it was the tragedy and trauma of divorce and then you realize...
This is a bad divorce for you? What happened?
I mean, it was my only divorce for me, so...
Yeah.
I'm assuming
dogs don't get
bad.
Divorced, do they?
I don't think they do.
You know, I was reading about seagulls recently, and not to brag, but I have an exciting life. Yeah. And apparently they're monogamous, but then the article I was reading said occasionally they'll divorce. divorce is a legal term, is it not? I don't think you can really use it as that. See, I'm trying to get those animals to listen to this show because I think humanity's podcast is just too reductive. So I'm talking about seagulls
well,
now.
You're a businessman. You always got to look for the next buyer.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I need to widen the influence.
You should go for crows. They're much smarter than seagulls.
You think so? Really?
Oh,
why
yeah,
is that?
If you leave treats for them, they'll come back and they'll start bringing you gifts.
Interesting. Okay, so the murder of crows. Murder is, of course, a group of crows. Mm. Why do we name, like, every single animal on Earth has a different name for what we call a grouping of them? Let's just, like, let's consolidate this, you know? Like, let's call everything a bunch or something like that.
I love that.
I like it. Also, we don't have a name for a bunch of humans. We have...
Yeah.
For all the other animals, we got something.
We
for
got
humans.
School of fish.
School.
Yeah, I just said that.
Of fish.
Okay.
School of fish. Yeah.
I thought you were going to add one, but you just repeated what I said.
I know there are other ones, but
I know there are other ones too, but it's not worth even bringing them up at this point.
That's why it's good to be a dog. I don't need to care about names and figures and things.
Yeah. You ever have another dog try to, you know...
Yeah.
Give you the business?
A little bit. That's his name.
Oh, he's Little like Bit?
Little Bits. He's this tough little dog on the street. I think he got named after the kibble, Little Bits and Bits.
Oh, yeah, that's
cute. Kibbles and Bits.
Cute. So what did your ex-husband, he wasn't looking one day and then
he
suddenly
wasn't
Little
looking
Bit
and
came
Little
up
Bits
on you?
Try to make a move. I got to be honest, though, it had been a while.
Oh, really? I mean,
so
yeah.
So just to have a touch, you know, everyone's rubbing my belly, which has my titties attached, so it's kind of nice.
It's kind of nice, yeah. You know, so wait, your ex-husband is, you're showing your belly, and then he's just rubbing your tits.
He's rubbing my tits and he doesn't realize it.
He doesn't realize
it. He's rubbing them wrong.
Yeah, he's rubbing them, but he doesn't know ex-wife.
But this is turning you on when you're getting your titties
good.
Rubbed? Is
it? Yeah. It does. Mm. Any woman who says it doesn't probably is lying. It does
probably.
Feel good. Probably.
That's the way I've always felt.
Can't trust a woman, but a dog. That Little Bit's also, he knew what to do. You know, he sniffed me first.
Right.
He licked around my ear. He made little gentle sounds that made me feel
comfortable.
Oh, that
sounds undog-like.
That's practically a date in dog language.
Yeah.
Yeah, he never asked me on a date, but you know what? I'm not the dating type.
Yeah.
I'm still technically married because I disappeared.
Oh, you did disappear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I haven't even thought about that. Did the police ever come by your ex-husband's place? And
I think they did. You know, I was kind of hoping he'd be up on murder charges and it'd be me and the kids.
Ah, yeah.
You know, I left blood stains, but they were like, oh, she's just menstruating and messy.
Oh, this is a misogynist town.
Yeah, it's very Bama, let me tell you.
Yeah. What was it? Fort Town.
Yeah.
Yeah. A bunch of misogynists on the police department, ACAB, of course. And then the judges, boy, man.
But let me tell you,
goes all the way to the top.
Male dogs ain't misogynists. They're lovers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was just once that happened.
That happened once, but then I started going to the dog park. And let me tell you, I felt freer than college when I made out with a woman and let her touch my left breast.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, yeah. An actual woman or a female dog?
No, I let a woman touch my left breast. Oh. I thought if she touched both, it would maybe confuse me too much. So I just gave her a handful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you were feeling that free.
I wasn't that free yet. Right? Yeah. If you show one titty, it's like, oops. But if you show both, you're in.
Are
it's like you're in the water.
Not to focus on these, but are they out or are they covered by the dog
They have
skin?
A very short fur across them.
Okay.
You know, so it is pretty much female breastises with
like
a little bit
little
of
short
hair.
Coats, like a half low coat.
Yeah, yeah. Like right now, he...
Oh, hold on. We're getting another call. Hello.
Hey,
this is Comedy Bang Bang.
Mick Call, third time
hey,
caller.
Hey, Mick, how are you listening to the show while we're recording it?
I'll tell you what. I'm listening to it with my teeth clenched because this is a family butchery and I got this pumping through the speakers and we got...
Sorry to say titties so much, but
yeah.
I mean, this part of the story intrigues me.
Okay, well, just remember.
So you're here to give us the note to... it's not that kind of show?
It's not that kind of show, right?
But you're a butcher. Don't you see titties all the time?
Yes, I see titties all the time, but I don't go you just, announcing
you
it
chop
to the
them,
family.
You chop them off. You don't actually like.
But you're rubbing on them, right? You got to tenderize that meat. I bet you rub a good meat titty all the time.
Yeah, that's part of what we're known for here at McCall's. I do rub a good titty, but that's not what we're talking about.
What do you
about.
Do with the chopped off titties?
I make little hats.
Okay. Like party hats?
Like for like little, like we sell them to Hasbro for.
You sell them
toys.
To Hasbro?
Me?
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, okay. These are like stocking caps. Anyways, just want to call quick tell
you.
You
sell them to Hasbro and they use them as stocking caps.
Hasbro is really getting big. They're getting close now.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
For toys. Anyways, right, look, I just want.
Can you wrap it up?
I'll wrap it up. I just want to quick tell you, I got a quick time.
Real quick, you wanted to tell us what?
Yeah, we're out of
before you wrap up.
Yeah, there was a there was a robbery here at McCall's. And, they took a murder of pork, and we're down to a bunch of bison. So you'll be getting bison instead of pork.
Okay, baby bison's better. How much bison?
A bunch of baby bison.
This is getting worse and worse. Get to go to Dom DeLuise's place and get slapped?
You have to. Now he's looking forward to it. I already told him you can't take that back once it's out there.
That might be worth the $250 in itself.
Will be. All right.
All right. Love you.
Love you.
Well, Ethel, where can people get this book?
Right now, it's self-published. So you just got to write me an email, and I will print you a copy at Kinko's.
How do you get to Kinko's, though? Do you have to wait for your ex-husband to actually want to go to Kinko's?
Well, I still got that doggy door, so I can sneak out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, these hips haven't gotten any bigger because I'm not breeding any more children.
That's a Shakira song, isn't it?
yeah, these hips are good. Yeah.
The sequel to They Don't Lie. Yeah. And by the way, they haven't gotten any bigger. All right, well, we need to take a break. Ethel B. Dumfrey, can you stick around? Because we have a very exciting next guest. Yeah, we have a pharmacist coming up.
Oh, okay, I like drugs.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine. All right, well, we'll be right back with more Craigslist, a.k.a. Fishy, more Ethel B. Dumfrey, and a pharmacist. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. This show, Comedy Bang Bang, is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is your social battery drained right now? Or are you bursting with energy? What's your level? What is going on with your social battery? Do you have, you don't have enough boundaries, or maybe you're less social in the winter? What's going on with you? What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bangbang. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month, whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much. The opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They loved them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them. And they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Fishy over here, and is it time for that that other deal I have to, or is that a little late?
Yeah, are you pretty attached to this carpet, or is that on the table?
The carpet's not on the table; it's on the ground.
Currently, yeah, it's on the ground currently. But I'm wondering,
Fishy.
Okay, all right.
We also have Ethel P. Dumfries here, and
I did piss on the corner. On the carpet. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, you could have that part of the carpet, maybe. Yeah. Why did you do that?
It's my territory, you know? Yeah. Instinctually, I felt like I needed y'all to know I'm part of this room.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, what's the weirdest thing you ever had to do as a dog?
You know, it's listen to humans cry.
Oh, really? Is your ex-husband crying a lot?
Oh, my goodness.
What was he crying
people
about?
Tell humans all their secrets, and, you know, he was mostly crying
people
about
tell humans
me.
All their secrets?
People tell humans dressed as dogs all their secrets.
Oh,
I
said you left out
know.
That part.
Yeah, okay. It's obvious I'm still in my dog outfit right now. I'm just
I didn't want to say,
right?
But yeah, I mean, and that yeah. is, it's. I mean, it's really rank. It's starting to smell
And
really
let me just
bad.
Say, whoa, right? This dog's talking. Having said that, although there's a dog.
Did you just turn around and look at her for the first time?
I've been goofing on my cell phone a little bit. I apologize.
What are you doing? Are you playing Snake?
I wish. I don't have Snake. I can't afford that.
What's on your cell phone? What can you
worm.
Afford?
I got Worm.
Oh, Worm. Yeah. And just 911.
Yeah, Worm and 911.
All right. Well, we have to get to our next guest. He's a pharmacist. This is exciting. We all need a local pharmacist or global. We can also talk about that. Please welcome Ernie Schrempf.
Hello, everyone. Thanks
hello,
for having
everyone.
Me.
Oh, I've had some guests who come on and say hello, everyone, a few times.
Really?
Yeah. Well, almost as if it's their catchphrase. Never mind. Anyway, go ahead. Hello, everyone.
Hello, great everyone. To great to see you, Scott. This is a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Ernie Schrempf. Welcome.
Ernie Schrempf.
This is Fishy.
Fishy.
Hey.
Fishy is over here.
Is it German?
It is. Hey, now.
Hey.
Why would you think he's German from Fishy?
Well, I feel like Fishy, that's a classic German nickname.
Okay. We also have, this is Ethel B. Dumfrey, not a dog, an actual woman dressed as a dog.
Right. Whoa. Mm-hmm.
So.
Let me put my specs on.
Oh.
Whoa.
Hello.
Yeah.
Ah, blurrier than ever. Still can't tell. Still look like a dog.
Wait, well, you have spectacles that are blurry?
Yes. Sometimes I like to get out of reality a little bit.
Oh, so you put on specs that make it more blurry.
More blurry, dreamlike.
Oh. Okay.
It's all in your perspective.
So it's like you're undergoing a reverie of some sort. And...
yes, okay. Every day.
Interesting.
Over at Schrempf's Discount Pharmacy Hut.
Schrempf's Discount Pharmacy Hut. That's a lot of words. Let me unpack these.
Mm-hmm.
So Schrempf, that's you.
That's me.
Did used to be owned by your parents or anything like that?
I built it from the ground up, Scott.
The ground up?
All
See,
me.
I would go from the sky down.
Really? Yeah. I'm going to tell you what, you're going to run into logistical problems with that.
Probably gravity.
Yeah. For starters, she's unforgiving.
She truly is. So Schrempf's. Ernie's not part of this.
Ernie's at the heart of it, but Ernie is but not, part, not of part of it.
Okay, so Schrempf's
discount.
So you sell your everything at a discount?
We don't sell everything at a discount, but everything that we have is discounted because everything that we have, we don't deal with the name brand products that are out there
okay,
that
you,
are gouging your wallet.
Generic drugs.
Generic drugs and also Ernie's own line of products.
Oh, so you have your own Schrempf's line, or is it Ernie's? Is it like Trader Joe's, where it would be Trader Jose's for a while?
It's a little bit of that, a little bit of this, you know,
so, okay.
Absolutely.
So Schrempf's is here, but then it's like Ernie's cholesterol pills.
Let me tell you what, yes. Tell me, what's something, when you go to the pharmacy, tell me something, what's an item that you'd pick up?
I mean...
Bring Gas X for you.
What do you think, Gas X?
I mean, I think you should pick it up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, you're the one who's been farting a metric ton or
either,
a cubic ton.
Either it's you or it's this dog that's farting the whole time.
I'm pretty sure it's the dog.
Okay.
Well, let's say you're coming by to get your regular weekly pickup of Gas X. When you come over to Ernie's Discount Pharmacy Hut, we're not selling you Gas X at some inflated price. We're selling you Bloat Be Gone at a discounted price.
Okay, so Bloat Be Gone.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you figure out all these drugs? You're a pharmacist, so mm-hmm. Are there ingredients on that? Like, how does anyone do this?
There are definitely ingredients, and we put ingredients in every one of our products.
Oh,
guaranteed.
Wow. Oh, great. So how do you figure it out, though? Like, when you take Gas X, are you like...
Trial and error, Scott. Trial and error.
Mm-hmm. The Michael Richards method.
Can I be honest? Bloat Be Gone is a little corporate for me.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little mainstream.
Ernie's Bloat Be Gone? You don't like Ernie's Bloat
Be
Gone?
Well, I tried it. I'm looking for something a little more
generic.
So
you've been to Schrempf's?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
That's my favorite hut.
Well, that's the thing. It's your favorite hut. So if you come here and Bloat Be Gone is too corporate for you, then you got to try our subline of products. In this case, try farting away.
I've tried that.
Farting away.
I mm-hmm. have tried that. He gives it to treats to dogs that walk by.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Remember that Tom Cruise movie?
You're going to have to be more specific.
Minority Report.
Minority Report. Uh-huh. Thought we were talking Days of Thunder.
No.
He was farting in that car.
There's a lot of farting.
I mean, he's alone in it. Why not?
Why not? But if he'd had farting away.
And the centrifugal force.
Farting away.
Yeah.
Scott, if you were the last man on Earth, would you fart?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Would you do it with clothes on or would you do it with clothes off?
Yeah.
I'm doing it right now.
Oh, yeah, God. We
the
can
freedom,
tell.
The freedom I have.
It's evident.
Yeah.
I will say his product worked great. It made my eyes bleed a little.
Oh, really?
Just a tad.
That's. I mean, that's some bad error with that trial.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or is that the intended outcome of my product?
No, I don't think so. I think when someone picks up Fart Be Gone or Fartin' Away, they don't want their eyes to be bleeding. They just want their rectum to stop tooting.
That sounds to me like a Walgreens customer. All right. Always expecting a high quality, high performance products at a high price.
Well, yeah, I'll pay a little more if it actually works and doesn't make my eyes bleed. So if that makes me a Walmart customer, sure. Okay. Sam Walton and his Mart.
Yeah. Well, then not everyone's like you, Scott. All right. Some of us are down here blue collaring it. Just trying to get by, so a little bleeding is to be expected from our products.
You're wearing an Armani suit right now. You're not blue collar.
It's a blue collar on my shirt.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a pattern though. It's like it's very expensive.
Yeah, it's an Argyle. Pattern.
An Argyle.
Not
pattern.
A lot of Argyle collars. It's a little distracting from the face.
It's a Dickie as well. What is going on with this?
Are you actually wearing a shirt? It looks like you're just wearing a high neck Dickie.
Yeah, it's a high neck Dickie. Some of us can't afford an entire shirt here.
So you can afford an expensive Armani?
I spent all the money on the suit.
Okay. You say this is your favorite hut. What's your second favorite hut?
Oh, my God. Photo Hut.
What about pizza? That's all the way down to third?
I'm a Domino's guy.
You're a Domino's guy? What, do you like the noise?
Well, since they admitted that their pizza sucked, I was like, finally, we agree.
Finally.
Yes.
At least we can agree on this.
Yes, I need an honest pizza.
So if Pizza Hut were to agree or to admit that they sucked...
Well, Pizza Hut doesn't suck.
So what do you want them to do?
If Pizza Hut would go, you know what, we're decent, I'd go, that's my favorite pizza.
Okay. But they're just not, they're not talking about the quality of
the pizza.
No,
they say they're awesome. They're not awesome.
I just wish it was an actual hut.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would eat pizza in a hut any day, you know?
What about Jabba?
I would eat pizza there.
At his palace?
Absolutely.
Well, really?
Jabba's the pizza guy. I mean, if you have a question about food, you ask Jabba.
What about Pizza the Hut from Spaceballs? So this is, I mean, we're already down to like number six at this point.
Right, right. I mean, he's funny.
He's very funny.
He's very funny. He's not my favorite hut. Domino's my favorite hut.
What? I thought you said Ernie's was
your favorite. Ernie's my favorite hut.
What?
Domino's my favorite pizza place.
Oh, my God. What is going on?
What is going on here?
Ernie, no. Ernie, you're my favorite. I still get my warts away from you.
Yeah, warts away.
What does that do? What does that cure?
They take away the warts. They give them to someone else.
Give them to someone else?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Who do they get? Like someone that he lives with or just a random person? Is this like the box where you hit a button and someone dies in the world?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It was the best we could do. We were on a timeline.
I got a wart the other day and I was... Is that from your warts away?
Probably.
I'm sorry. Motherfucker.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
It's like,
wait, give me the warts away. I want to give it to you.
Oh.
Do we get to choose who we give the wart to?
Yes.
Why did you choose me?
How do you know that's my wart? A lot of people are buying warts away. You probably got some enemies.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot of warts.
So what do? You type in the person's name that you want to give it to into
a
database?
Yeah, it's a registry.
Yeah, there's a registry, and then you type it in, and then in 4 to 6 weeks, that person has got a wart.
4 to 6 weeks. That's a little, I don't know that I like that time.
That's what you get with discount shopping, my friend. You can't have it all. Super fast. This is Ernie's Discount Pharmacy Hut, not Pharmacy Castle.
So good for the holidays.
Yeah.
And that's on the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have it all. This is Ernie's Discount Pharmacy Hut. What was the rest?
You've seen the commercial so many times, you tell us.
I didn't write the commercial.
Would you like to do that? Maybe that's a job you could have, writing commercials.
Let's hear
an idea for a commercial for Ernie over here.
Okay.
Because his slogan's a little lengthy. You can't even remember it.
Right. Ernie's Pharmacy Hut. We've got what you need if you want it to be anti-corporate and still work, but have a lot of loopholes.
I don't know.
That's a lot of reading.
It's a lot of reading.
You can't even, I mean, you'd be out first word.
No, I would just say, Ernie's, we got drugs and they're cheap.
You know, if you don't want to be a dog anymore, you could be a copywriter.
I mean, dogs can be kind of smart, you know? I do remember some things.
Dogs can remember up to like 250 words if they want to.
And they really know their way home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever get lost as a dog?
I did. I got lost. It was real, real scary.
Really?
It was on Halloween night.
It was on Halloween. That's a terrible night to get lost.
And I was walking on my hind legs as a woman does in a dog suit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wait, you walk on your hind legs all the time?
When no one's around, I like to feel feminine. And I go back to my walk.
So did everyone think you were a woman dressed as a dog on Halloween?
I think they thought I was a dog who knew how to shuffle, you know?
Yeah,
I was walking the streets. Cars were stopping.
I saw you walking by the hut one day. Mm-hmm. I thought it was Bigfoot.
Yeah.
On your hind legs.
I'm really tall on my hind legs, but I'm really small on all fours. You ever seen a woman on all fours? Totally different size than when she's standing.
I don't think I've ever seen a woman on all fours. I'm trying to look back through my memory. Have I ever? No.
No.
No, I wouldn't look at that.
Three.
Yeah.
Three tops.
Yeah, three. Yeah,
three tops.
Maybe
of the women.
Three.
Maybe
not
one.
The whole
maybe.
Body, just the top part.
Just the tops.
Three tops of it, and you're like, I won't look down.
On all fours.
Yeah. Not looking down.
Well, that's her. How did you finally find your way back home?
You know what? My sense of smell has really changed.
Yeah.
When you don't use all your other senses.
You're like Daredevil.
Yeah, I am. Or I'm like that guy on Numbers or Mentalist or.
Yeah, one of those guys.
Monterey Jack. From Rescue
the cheese?
Rangers. Yeah.
He's got strong smell.
I got a strong smell. I'm like a thundercat, but my sense of power is my sense.
Okay. So you were able to finally smell your way back.
Did
your ex-husband put some dirty clothes of his out there by the door?
You know, he's got a scent to him.
Oh, really?
What's he was wearing Dracar when we were in high school, noir. He would wear that.
He was ahead of his
day.
Time.
Wow. Ahead of his time. Yeah. And so he still kind of sprinkles it on his nether regions. And then when he gets sweaty, like, it just spreads.
Does he have dates come over to the house ever? Or
he does. He eats a lot of dates, but he also brings dates over. And let me tell you, it's upsetting.
Really? Does he make you watch?
He doesn't make me. He's not like, dog, watch. But
you come into the room and you're just like, yeah, boy.
I make it uncomfortable. I'll lick myself while they're doing their business.
Oh, can you reach all the way down there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
As a human, I could. So this is just.
Oh, okay. This is how you got interested in the whole thing.
I was already connecting with these animals in a way.
Wow, interesting. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, Ernie?
I'll tell you what. She should make her way down to Ernie's discount pharmacy hut.
She's already made her way down south in other ways. She should make her way down to Ernie's discount pharmacy hut.
Speaking of down south, you need to visit our location. Do you know where Paramount Studios is?
I do, yeah. I mean, how do you usually get there? I would take Van Ness off the 101.
I would take Van Ness. You're a fool if you take anything other Van Ness. What are you taking, Taft over there?
And then make a right over there on...
Yes. From there, you take... you go a tidy... 4 hours and 40 minutes south.
What?
To the border of Mexico. And that's where we're located.
On the other side?
On the other side.
Really? You're in Tijuana?
Yeah. So just get over to Tijuana and get yourself a discount.
I mean, people go to Tijuana for discounted things all the time. I mean,
they already are famous for generic down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. And how do you think that started?
Oh, my
Ernie.
God. You're putting your hands behind your head proudly.
And
kicking back and relaxing like you did something cool.
It's like a cartel boss. That's how they sit.
Wow.
I've always wanted to sit like that, but I haven't dared.
Wouldn't you right now in this moment of victory like to enjoy a cold, refreshing Coca-Cola?
Sure. Do you sell Coca-Cola?
That's all we have, but we have a Car-ca-carler. So come on over. It's just as cold. There's no fizz to it, and it's thicker.
Okay. I don't think the cold part
like
of it is...
Like your urine.
Yeah, it sounds like pee.
Yeah.
Smells like it, too.
The cold part of it isn't what I'm looking for in a Coca-Cola. I mean, I can chill it or whatever I need to do with
it. What are you looking for in a Coca-Cola?
I'm looking for the fizz. I'm looking for the flavor. I'm looking for the sugar, the taste.
I'm looking for the can.
You like it for the can. What do you like about it?
You know, a good sturdy can that you can squeeze and it makes a crinkle sound?
Yeah.
That's worth it. You put that in your mouth and you bite it hard.
Does your master not get... Not that he's your master, necessarily.
Master.
But your ex-husband, he doesn't give you a lot of toys, or...?
No, not really.
Really?
Yeah.
That's gotta be frustrating.
It's a little bit. So I bite... I've gone through all his shoes, all his Armani.
Really?
All his Dickies. I've bitten them all to shreds.
He's wearing a lot of Dickies as well?
Dickies are a thing under fancy suits.
Really?
2022, Scott.
People are wearing Armani suits and Argyle Dickies.
It's the look of the summer.
It's too hot for a shirt.
Yeah, you stay cool underneath, nips down. You are naked.
Did you know every can is worth 5 cents?
I didn't know that. Where did I? Yeah, wow. Great.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Cool.
That's just a business advice.
Yes. Not cool. Our cans.
No, how much are your cans?
Are worth less. Our cans are 40% paper, so they're going to be worth about 3.5 cents.
What's the other 60%?
There's 60%. There is aluminum, and then there's also. Do you know what the coating of a Tic Tac is?
No, I guess candy.
That's part
isn't
of our
it?
Can.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. A clear coat.
Yeah, it's a clear coat.
Interesting. So, yeah. How do you get the paper in there? Is that mixed in with
just the same way you get to Carnegie Hall?
Practice, practice, practice.
That's right.
Ah, very good. Oh my gosh! So, is this a successful business, Ernie?
Bring,
oh,
bring.
Hold on, we're getting Ernie. I really beg your pardon, but we've been getting calls all throughout this show. Hello.
Hello. Hey, this is Mick Call of McCall.
Hey, Mick.
I don't know what number this is at this point, but I've called a few times. Love the show.
Yeah. How's it going, man?
Things are going pretty well.
Hey, I want to introduce you to someone. This is a new guest we have on, Ernie Schrempf.
Oh, hey.
McCall, how are you doing?
Oh, this sounds like quite the gentleman. I'm telling you right now, I'm loving the podcast at this point. It's been
You like Ernie here.
I love Ernie.
Ernie, well, what do you think about that?
I like McCall. He sounds like a pretty great guy.
Oh, great.
Hey, tell him I'm with you, Dom DeLuise.
Oh, that's right, Dom DeLuise. That's why I was calling.
Oh, my God.
That one's for Lonnie Anderson.
Oh, my God, Dom. I'm a big fan.
I know. I was dead, but I wasn't.
Yeah, it's so great to... I'm going to be slapped by you later, right?
Oh,
we're coming over tomorrow.
Uh-huh. I've been putting my hand in the freezer for hours, make the blood real hard.
Oh, no. I don't know whether I want to go anymore. Freezer hand.
Don wanted to call because he's a big fan of Ethel, because Ethel has also kind of faked her death, so he feels like he relates to this topic.
Oh, yeah, Ethel, talk to Dom for a minute.
Oh, my goodness, Dom, it's so good to hear another person who's been doing the same thing as me.
Hey, also, I was an actor in the 60s, 70s, so I'm mixed with all types of animals, if you know what I mean.
Oh, is that what used to happen in the old Hollywood?
Hey,
have you seen, read Hollywood Babylon? A lot of things happened back in the day, back in my day.
Wow. Okay. A lot of bestiality back in Hollywood. This is incredible.
That's not what we call it.
What'd you call it?
Beastie Funny.
Beastie Funny. Okay. Well, it's been nice talking to you, Dom. Okay. Hey. Hey, love you, Mick.
Love you.
Well, it's always great to hear from Mick. Cool. He just sounds like a big fan of yours.
Oh, yeah, I'm a big fan of his, Dom.
And Dom is a huge fan of yours, Ethel. So
well, that just makes me feel good.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing. So, all right. So you go down to Paramount.
Go down to Paramount.
Okay. So before then, you take the 101 to Van Ness.
Take the 101 to Van Ness, hit Paramount.
Hit Paramount, and then go back to the 101.
And then go back to the 1, and then head south for 4 hours and 40 minutes or so, and then you'll be right there.
And this is with traffic, I would imagine, because it doesn't even take that long to, it's like maybe.
This is with considerable traffic. You're leaving at drive time. You're leaving around 5 p.m.
No, you have to leave at rush hour?
You leave any earlier, you're a fool. Because the best discounts happen around midnight.
Oh, really? Wait, what are your hours at the place?
We open at 8 and we close at 4 a.m.
4 a.m. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
but
I'm
around
have to...
midnight is when the real deals start in.
All right. I'm gonna have to leave around rush hour. Well, this is great.
Yeah.
Ernie, great to have you. We're running out of time, though. We only have time for one final feature on the show, and that is, of course, a little something called plugs.
Oh, yeah. Dads and grads, get your 15 minutes in, because the same man coming. Don't know if you heard, but traded the funny in for serious money. Okay, here we go.
All right, that was Dads and Grads. Oh, this is the month for them. By Wite. Wite. Thank you so much to Wite. Guys, what do we want to plug? Let's head over to Fishy over here. Fishy, what you plugging, huh?
Well, yeah, since we're on the radio, I've been listening to lots of other radio programs.
Really?
I've been listening to the Man Dog Pod.
Okay.
Also an improv radio program, and I've been listening to those Big Grande guys.
Yeah, don't they have like an animated thing or something?
Yeah, they got a new special out called Live on Set, where they did a bunch of live improv.
Did they send that to me and I never watched it?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so. I think so. But hey, they don't
care. I was in Italy for a while.
Hey, so Italy sucks.
Doesn't translate. Yeah. Italy sucks. A little inside joke from before the show. So that's at
BigGrandeWebsite.com.
Website.com. That's where, people can get it. Mm-hmm. All right. Fantastic. Ethel, what do you want to plug here?
Well, you know, my book, Dog Eat Dog.
Dog Eats Dog or Dog Eat
no,
Dog?
No, it's for my name.
Oh, got yeah. it. And it's Doggy Dog World.
I am a dog.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Also, you can look up Miss Monica Smith and all the interweb things. Okay. You know?
What does she do on there?
She's doing a lot of work, and she's got some stuff coming out soon.
Okay.
Yeah, so
great.
I can take a look, some shows.
All right. Fantastic. Miss Monica Smith. All right. And Ernie, what do you want to plug here?
Well, first off, if you want to head over south of the border and get over to Ernie's Discount Pharmacy Hut, you'll find all
leave
the deals.
Leave it rush
deals.
Hour, though.
Leave it rush hour?
Because it's not even open until 8 p.m.
That's right. Make sure you
don't
take
waste a day in Tijuana.
You don't want to waste a day. Yeah. Make sure you're low on gas before you head out, so you have to make a couple stops on the way for some gas.
Wait, so you're not filling up the tank with the first time you?
No. You should be at less than a quarter tank before you head out and hit the road.
And then when you fill up, only a quarter tank.
Then only a quarter tank at the time. You just only enough got to it. Get you to the next stop. And then also check out the new movie Pauly Go. You can rent it on Amazon.
What is that? Pauly Go?
Pauly Go. A little bit of a coming of age story.
Hmm, who's coming of age in this?
Pauly. And yeah.
That's what if I go see a movie called Pauly Go, I want to see Pauly come of age.
That's right. And you're going to see it in this film.
Wow.
And then you can check out Dave Tooney on the old Instagram. And hey, if you want to check out an old episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine for about six seasons ago, check that out.
6 seasons ago? How many did they do?
I don't
seven?
Remember. Yeah, somewhere around there.
Hey, you can check out one where my wife and Eugene Cordero and I play hackers.
Yes.
Well.
I checked that episode out first. And then check out the one where a guy has a bunch of cats.
iconic.
It's iconic. It's
oh, cats. Do you hate cats?
Oh.
Oh, man. I saw Ethel started. Over here. Her ears went up when
my
you
ears
said cats.
Went These are my human ears kind of perk up now. Yeah.
How are you able to do that? That was incredible.
Yeah. You know, it's a thing only some humans can do.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. You should try. I mean, you should try it if you can't.
Okay. Interesting. Well, I want to plug, head over to cbbworld.com, of course, and we got some great shows over there. We have You Can't Handle the Sleuths and Hey Randy and This Book Changed My Life. Some great CBB Presents over there. I believe Big Chunky Bubbles just did a show over there. We also have Scott Hasn't Seen. We've been seeing some good movies. Paris is Burning recently, which is really good. And also, I got to say, we're going on tour all of August. I have taken my entire August off, and I'm going out there to see you. We're going to Minneapolis, Madison, Chicago, St. Louis, San Antonio, Austin, Houston, San Francisco, Portland, Oregon, Vancouver, Seattle, Los Angeles. Oh, the Los Angeles show, by the way. We have three opening shows that it's going to be a really special show. I might announce who they are later, or maybe you just show up and see what they are, but they're really good. Then we're going to Atlanta, Charlotte, Washington, D.C., Brooklyn, Boston, Providence, Rhode Island. We're hitting both of the Providence. Oh, no, Portland, Maine. That's what I'm talking about. We're hitting both of the Portlands. Cleveland, Ohio, Detroit, and Toronto. We're wrapping it up in Toronto at Massey Hall. Tickets are all on sale over at cbbworld.com/tour. And a lot of these are going to sell out, if not most of them, if not all of them. So buy your tickets while you can. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Take one hand, put it. Take the other, put it down. You're gonna make a box. It's time to start to close it. But don't close it too much or you open up the plug bag. We're opening up that plug bag. And when you open up that plug bag, you open up your heart for the rest of the world. I'm talking open up the plug bag. I open up the plug bag. Open up your heart. I'm talking open up the blood bag. Open up the blood bag as hard as you can. And you open up your heart. Open
Wow, that was Viva La Sweet Chad by Actually Simpson. Wow, impressive. A little long, maybe.
I thought it was a little short.
You thought it was short?
I'm just surprised.
What are songs usually? I mean, you're right. Compared to other songs that are on the radio, it was short.
Yeah. I thought that was the bridge.
I thought it was Chris Martin.
You thought, oh, really? Who's Chris Martin? So you know who Chris Martin is. Well, I guess Coldplay was around before.
Coldplay was around 7 years ago.
You going to be a dog for much longer? Or, I mean...
You know, I'm supposed to have died already.
Because, let's see, your dog was four and now seven years late. You weren't supposed to have died. Dogs can live to be 20. You have maybe another
I never let a dog live that long.
Well, I'll say this. The carcass seems dead and stinks.
Yeah.
So it doesn't... Matt, you could
what
get
are you
rid
saying?
I could always get a new one, though.
Yeah, you could. I mean, you could become a new dog and then just show up in the doggy door.
Yeah, I could maybe get long hair, a longer tail. You know, I could be a male body.
Are those the? Oh, really? You'd want a male body?
Well, I'd keep my human titties underneath, but then I would add.
Sure, I'm not. Yeah, we don't.
Yeah,
need
I'm not
to,
changing
I
my
figured
body.
The titties wouldn't. Yeah, you wouldn't cut off your. Oh, hold on, we are getting a call. Hello.
Hello, McCall here again.
I'm sorry, we said titties.
Okay. Hey, thank you.
I beg your pardon. But we've said a lot of other words like fuck and shit.
I don't think I want to shop here anymore if this is what you're going to put
no.
on the radio.
Lori, please.
I'm sorry we said titties, Lori.
I gotta go.
Look, I'm sorry, Mick. Titties is the one word that you can...
It's the big one.
Yeah. the big one.
Just
it's
one.
The big titty.
I'm sorry, Mick.
I'm sorry.
Look, are we still going to see you tomorrow, though?
Still see you tomorrow, 10:30 a.m.
Did Dom leave?
Nope, he's still here.
Is that your catchphrase?
I'm never leaving.
You're never... Well, I hope you will tomorrow because we're going to your place.
Well, that's right, but I'm not leaving. You'll leave my house. Slappity slap slap.
Okay. All right, well, great to talk to you. Love you.
Love you.
All right, there's one piece of business. Fishy, what deal do you got? Because the term is expiring. If it doesn't happen by the end of the show...
All right. I want the carpet. I want the table. I want the toilet. And I want your microphone.
For? Well, you give me an exchange. This is a deal. This isn't just free.
Of course.
Okay.
Like McCall said, the beef's gone.
Beef's gone. The pork's gone.
I'm pretty sure the buffalo's gone.
Yeah,
sure,
but at this point,
bison.
At this point, I'm just paid $250 to go hang out with Dom DeLuise, I think.
Which is not a bad deal.
Not bad. I would probably do it.
I will give you $1 million worth of what I assume at this point is like grubs or something over at McCall's.
Over at McCall's, yeah. For what?
For the toilet, the carpet, the table, and your microphone.
You already have the toilet.
All right, well then take out the toilet. I want the fridge.
You want the fridge?
Yep.
Wait, which one? The mini fridge or the maxi fridge?
The maxi fridge, of
Shit,
course.
Why did I ask?
Or you could just say no to the grubs. That's fine.
I can say no to the deal?
Well, I hope not.
Wait, I thought you said I had to do the deal.
Yeah, you have to.
Take the maxi fridge here. Come on down to Ernie's for a mini fridge, all right? We got a ton of mini fridges here.
But that's not a deal that I... okay, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you're on.
Yes! 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 Yes.
You can dance.
Hey, thank you.
Look at that.
A little electric slide.
That's the electric slide?
I think.
Okay, then you can't dance.
The electric slide's when you're on your back spinning around a circle.
No. Who does it? That's like the Homer Simpson.
You get up and shock somebody. One.
You get up and shock somebody. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, from the static electricity?
That's right.
Oh.
That's the way I was taught.
What do you call that? The shocker? Oh, no, that's something else.
I call it the electric slide.
Okay. All right, deal. I'll see you. Yes! I'll see you tomorrow. Hey, and Ethel,
yes!
Do you want to come along? We could always use a dog over there. I'm sure Dom would love to slap a dog.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Now you're on your belly.
I just got so excited.
Now you're showing us your titties. Oh, hello.
Hello.
I'm sorry I said it again.
Okay. Good gracious.
Right.
Hey, slappity slap slap.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Love ya.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta. Keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Life is a highway,
and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff, like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.